Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's the month of December. Every time the Browns get on the football field now, it's oh so meaningful, oh so relevant, oh so with playoff implications attached to them. Great to have you with us, everybody. Delighted you're here. Michael Regai, as always, our guy, Matt Wilhelm, joining us. Nathan Zagura will join the party about 2 o'clock this afternoon as we get set to roll. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's going on, Matty? How are you?
I am great, man. I am glad to have yesterday behind us. I think a definitive decision by Coach Pettine. And at this point, the hype has, you know, come and gone, and that craziness that was media day almost all over again for this football team because of the implications of a potential Johnny Manziel start for the Cleveland football Browns. But we've moved forward. We've moved past. And I think today the dust has settled and it's business as usual here in Berea.
Big practice day, as you and I always talk about. You know, we smile Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's a time to get a little heavier in terms of game preparation and putting in for the opponents, and that opponent this week, as we know, is a just absolutely scalding hot, Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Luck, and the Indianapolis Colts. And look, would we be too far off if we said this defensive assignment for Jim O'Neill and Mike Pettine, the head coach, and everybody in that defensive meeting room, it is going to have to be probably as with much detail and somewhat of a feeling of about, you know, there just cannot be any room for error because Luck and his offense, they are absolutely scalding right now.
They are, and there will be errors. And so, yes, but it's limiting those errors. And also, too, the one thing that as a defensive player, when you look at an offensive juggernaut, the way the Indianapolis Colts have played thus far this season, led by their quarterback Andrew Luck, who just got named AFC Player of the Month, he's very impressive. And this is not, in these conversations with Coach O'Neill and this football team, it's not stop this or stop that. It's limit this or limit that, meaning limit the chunk plays, you know, limit, you know, runs of 5 yards or more. Because I really do feel that if, again, by committee, this defensive front that has been battered and beat up for the Cleveland Browns can still, if they take away that run, it, you hate to say you'd love Andrew Luck to throw the ball 40, 50 times, which is scary in a football game, but mathematically, with the way that Joe Hayden has been playing, with Buster Skrin being, you know, very high at times and really not all that low, as we saw him against Mike Evans, it was just more of a size differential for him. And I think you get, you know, Dante Whitner and Jim Leonard got a pick last week, so the confidence is still very high on the back end, and I think we'll be able to survive. And it's again limiting those chunk plays, and more so than anything, with this team, if you watch them and study them on film, it's yards after catch. Andrew Luck delivers the ball on time in the right, you know, in the right spot that allows them to get yards after the catch and turn a 7-yard pass completion into a 14 or 20-yard pass play.
Yeah, to that end, I agree with you completely, and it's starting to remind me a little bit of how almost you see a lot of how Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers go about it with the Green Bay Packers, especially when you talk about something as that can be as well, as catastrophic against the defense as those chunk plays that you brought out. So we've got so much to sink our teeth into with you today. So glad you're here. Got you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. As I mentioned, Nathan Zagura will be back around in the 2 o'clock hour. We've got so much to do, and I think we're going to hear from both quarterbacks today, Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. All right, that's coming up a little bit later on as they, of course, after Mike Pettine delivered the message, they, of course, met with the media, as always, yesterday afternoon. We will hear from both Hoyer and Manziel. Doug Deacon's going to drop by. Color analyst on the Browns Radio Network will do fact or fiction with some very juicy topics and questions to get ourselves involved with there. And also, we start out with our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day.
And some very good topics.
Outstanding. You mentioned this at the top, And so now it's 24 hours and some change after Mike Pettine made the move. It seemed like, or made the move, and I say made his choice to stay with Brian Hoyer. We mentioned yesterday that we feel that there, there's a lot of entire offensive scope ramifications that went into this. So our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day starts right there. All right, so Brian Hoyer is going to continue as the starting quarterback of this football team. You heard a lot about, is there a short leash on him? Mike Pettine was asked that yesterday. We want to ask all of you at 216-578-0850, on Twitter at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_Daily, or at Michael Regi. Should there be this short leash, for lack of a better term, on Brian Hoyer? Or, as Mike Pettine said yesterday, that kind of phrasing and looking at it that way is setting up too much possible negativity.
Absolutely, and I agree with Coach Mike Pettine in that statement. There's a couple points that I'd like to make here is, let's hope that the Cleveland football fans that show up at First Energy Stadium don't have an extremely short leash on Brian Hoyer and diminish the atmosphere in First Energy Stadium because of a few incompletions or a bad throw. A pick deserves a boo, after the way that Brian Hoyer's been playing, but not after potentially two touchdown passes. You don't boo him at that point. But if he leads out early, you have a right to boo, but I don't think at that point you ensue the Johnny cheers and you think some switch is going to come, because Mike Pettine is very strong and in making this decision took the time, took an extra 48 hours to really understand and grow in conversation with his coordinators and Ray Farmer about this decision. So it is very definitive for him that Brian Hoyer is guy, and a lot of the reason is because of that 7-5 football record. And also, too, there's many variables in this offense that Brian Hoyer has dealt with that still exist that may have not given Johnny Manziel the most pristine opportunity to come out there and start and truly be evaluated with the potential to win a football game moving forward. Those questions are at center, at wide receiver with his rapport with those wide receivers. You've got Isaiah Crowell banged up, missed practice yesterday. You've got two tight ends that are potentially not going to play. So a lot of factors to go in that Brian Hoyer has dealt with and won and lost with that Johnny Manziel would come in and have to potentially just deal with.
Yeah, and as we saw at practice yesterday on the first heavy day back for the players, still trying to find ways after practice with a lot of extra work to be able to get that comfort level back and that somewhat just that innate feeling of being able to do things on sight adjustment with Josh Gordon.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
It is absolutely huge. And I think and even more so, a lot of it is rapport and timing. And it's not something that you can just snap your fingers and make happen. And also, too, as we've seen, a lot of the miscommunications have come on routes that are 15-plus routes down the field.
Yep.
That means the ball is in the air for 15 to 20 yards, and one misstep or one misread causes an overthrow, makes both the quarterback and wide receiver look extremely bad. So it's great to see that they both have stuck it out to say, it's not good enough for not only me as a quarterback, but it's not good enough for you either. And they've realized that to the point where they've stayed after, and they're doing their very best to build that as quickly as possible.
Think about it. In the first two football games, Matt, they have not been able to hit any double move stuff vertical over the top. They haven't hit any straight go route
Nope.
over the top. The bubbles and the quick hitches
and the crosses,
and the quick slants,
yeah,
they're there. Even that about 16 to 21 yard dig in the seam, that's been there.
Yes.
But as far as anything that has been able to double move, straight go,
timing
to take
wise,
the top off,
yeah,
hadn't been there yet.
No, it hasn't.
Hadn't been there yet.
And that's something that we talked about in Josh Gordon's return that would help the other receivers. And so we hope in this game, where I truly feel points are going to be huge in this football game as we get into our, after further review towards the end of the show, is we really have to understand that we need to take those shots. It's worth the risk in this football game because I don't believe nickel and diming, versus the Indianapolis Colts to end up getting there and not eventually getting a touchdown, but kicking a field goal, that's not going to be good enough versus Andrew Luck.
No, we'll get into that a little bit later on, but points probably are going to have to be plentiful from the Browns able to come out with a W on Sunday. All right, so there's that with Brian Hoyer. Again, if you have things that are too much looking at it from a negative perspective, is that going to add to pressure that is going to be detrimental to what the Browns are trying to do? That's number one. The second part of that, if you're Kyle Shanahan, how would you use Johnny Manziel on Sunday? We talking about red zone specifically? We talking about near the goal line specifically? Do you want him in the package? Would you like to see him take snaps from center as the quarterback in whatever fashion that may be? I mean, there's a lot of things that can go on here, so we want your thoughts on that. Do you think that's going to be a part of the package, and would it be wise for it to be a part of Kyle Shanahan's mindset this coming Sunday?
I believe it would, and I think, again, the fans might like it, which, again, doesn't win you football games. The players might catch that spark from it. And I think also, too, just from maintaining his standing within the game plan forces the Indianapolis Colts defensive staff and defensive players to be ready for a number of things that make this offense very different with Johnny Manziel. And we focused on some of those points yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, him running to the edge.
Yep.
The threat, you know, his touchdown. You know, when everything breaks down and he goes to his read and you take away his read, which they will, and in some cases it's probably Josh Gordon in a lot of cases. When it's gone, what do you do? Do you go to Hawkins on the little curl route, or do you take off and run? And so there's many differentiations that come, and I think that in my eyes, that red zone area might be the one focal point where we might see him, not maybe under center, but in the gun, where he's, you know, given a decisive high-low one-sided read, and if not, he deviates off the course and he takes off and runs the football.
Sure, and it's sort of something that could be readily available to Kyle Shanahan. Now, yesterday, out of Indianapolis in their facility, we heard ex-Browns, Trent Richardson, DeQuell Jackson, Mike Adams. Didn't hear from ex-head coach Rob Chudzinski, but this was limited to players. We heard the three of them describe their love for Cleveland Browns fans, their love for the dog pound.
Oh, and Josh Cribbs. Don't forget Josh Cribbs.
I'm not going to forget him because he's the focal point of
this.
That's
right.
Want to bring him last. They all describe them in their love affair with the city, Cleveland Browns fans, and how they would like to be greeted here. Joshua Cribbs went as far as to say that he wants to take one back to the house, get in the end zone, punt return, kickoff return, and then leap into all of you adoring Browns fans in the dog pound. Now, if that were to take place, how are you going to receive them? What are you going to do, Matt Wilhelm, if you're a fan in the dog pound in those first couple of rows, and if Cribbs were to house one and he wants to do the dog pound jump, how are you going to receive them?
I think it's going to be a mixed first of all, I don't think hopefully they're not going to receive him. Hopefully they're going to reject him.
Repel him.
Exactly. And for a lot of reasons, again, if DeQuell were to get a pick six and he jumps up, are you just going to, you know, accept him and pat him on the back?
No.
And I think also, too, what we have to understand is that those front couple rows of the dog pound are the most passionate, you know, Cleveland Browns fans, and have so much pride that they sit there and represent the dog pound and something that excites, you know, so many other teams when they come here and play, because the dog pound are some of the, you know, the most loyal fans in all of football. But also, too, those first couple rows are definitely going to be sauced up and ready, too. By second quarter, third, and the second half. I don't think they're going to take anything, you know, in a blue and white color that comes jumping their way.
I would agree. So anything you see in a horseshoe in blue and white, you repel that. And we would expect nothing less. But those are the things we want to lay out for you at our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. You've got a chance to jump on board, 216-578-0850. You can tweet at the show, Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, or at Michael Regai. A lot of ways you could get to us. So let's review them again real quickly. Brian Hoyer, starting QB. That's been, again, identified by Mike Pettine. Do you have a leash on him on Sunday, or is that just providing more negativity that would be undue pressure on the entire Browns offense? if you're Kyle Shanahan, how'd you like to see Johnny Manziel used? Would you like to see him in a red zone package or something a little bit more intricate? And Joshua Cribbs says he's jumping in the dog pound Sunday if he takes one back to the house. Are you going to receive him well if that were to be the case? We'll start there. We've got Fact or Fiction coming up later. Nathan's going to jump into some fantasy football questions for you. Doug Deacon will drop by. Brown's Roundtable presented by our friends at the Blue Point Grill and Hospitality Restaurants. And we'll hear from Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. Is that a full enough plate in the dog bowl?
Yes, sir, it is.
We got it all laid out for you. Need you to chime in as well. We'll get this baby rolling. Reg Eye, Wilhelm, Zagura's going to be here shortly. Coming up, Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go, Browns Nation.
Did you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like so?